بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners and our students, we welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jami', Arabic for All. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace be upon him. And also, we make intention in the beginning of this program that we are learning so that we can understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the du'as, as well as the Quran. And inshallah, when you make this niyyah, this intention for learning the Arabic language, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for each moment you're spending with us and trying to learn the Arabic language. Today is a general revision, as we promised you, and we will revise on whatever we have learned from Quranic verses, as well as dialogues and important phrases and grammatic bases. Please call us from the beginning of the program. Our students are encouraged to call in 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today, Brother Usama Ridwan. He will be taking your calls, inshallah, on this number. And we wish to always make this revision and make sure that our students understand better and practice the Arabic language in a proper manner with us in this program. Always, inshallah, we will find many benefits and many lessons from the revisions which we are doing. Alright, waiting for your calls, 011-854-1548. Let's take the first student for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
260.
260. 260. كم درجة لديك؟
30.
30 درجة. That's correct. Right. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. What is the meaning of the word تشكرون?
To be grateful.
To be grateful. Excellent. شكر means to give thanks to. Right. Next one. Mim ba'd.
Mim from ba'd, after.
That's correct, from after. Wonderful. The next word. What is the meaning of the word afu?
To forgive.
To forgive, that's correct. Al afu means forgive. Right, okay. You got here 2 points for this question, the Quran question. Moving on to the vocabs, and we're giving now some general dialogues vocabs. The question is, if you want to ask someone, do you speak Arabic? Say it in Arabic, in English. Sorry, in Arabic, please. Do you speak Arabic?
هل أنت عربية؟ No. هل تتكلم عربية؟
Excellent. هل تتكلم العربية؟ Or you can also say هل تتحدث العربية؟ Both تتكلم and تتحدث means the same thing. And that is to speak. So, هل تتكلم العربية؟ هل تتحدث العربية means the same thing. And that is, do you speak Arabic? Alright, you've got 1 point for this question. Let's move on to the next question. هذا صحيح. What is the meaning of هذا صحيح?
This is correct.
This is correct. Yes, that's correct. And we are continuing. One more question for you. You want to give thanks to someone. What are you going to say in this situation?
أشكرك.
أشكرك. Wonderful. 2 points for this question. So it's 4 points altogether. Now the last question for you is a grammar. The grammar question. Give me the jewel of the word سمكة.
سمكة.
Yes. The jewel. مثنى. مثنى سمكة. What is مثنى سمكة?
The jewel.
I'm waiting. Yes.
Samakin. Samakan.
Samakan. No. It's ending with a round ta. So?
Oh, samakatan.
Yes.
Samakatan.
Samakatan. Oh?
Samakatain.
Oh, samakatain. Correct. Samakatan or samakatain. That's correct. You've got here. Okay, let me ask you one more. Yes, that's the grammar question. You've got 1 point for that. So it's 5 points altogether for you, student number 260. So now you've got 36 points. Okay.
Okay.
Jazakallah khairan for calling. Yes.
The homework that you gave.
Yes, yes. Oh, I forgot to say that the homework, 2 points for the homework question. Those people who answer the homework question, I will give them 2 points. So let's see. The homework was, what is the translation of this sentence? من يضحك أخيرا يضحك كثيرا. This is one. Another one. من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. Another one. من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار. Any one of these sentences, you get 2 points for it. If you answer one, you get 2 points. If you answer two, you get 4 points. If you answer three, you get 6 points. So let's see.
من
يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. Translate.
Okay, Bismillah. He who steals the egg steals the chicken.
Correct. First 2 points for you. MashaAllah.
The other one, من يده.
من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار.
He whose hand is in the water is not the same as whose hand is in the fire.
Correct. Correct. Another 2 points. MashaAllah.
And the last one is, he who laughs last laughs the best.
That's correct. That's correct. All the 6 points of the homework went for you. In addition to 6 points you got already. So it's now 42 points.
Shukran.
Jazakallah khairan for calling, sister. Okay?
Wa
alaikum. Salam alaikum. MashaAllah. Right. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Student number?
175.
What is the meaning of 175?
Sorry, Sheikh.
What is the meaning of 175?
175.
175, that's correct. Right, now, kam daraja ladayki?
Sheikh, I don't know.
140 daraja. You've got 140 daraja. You are the second student in when it comes to high degrees, okay?
Shukran jazilan.
And you get here, mashallah, student 260 coming from the back and going very quick. Okay, let's see. The first question for you, the Quran question.
Okay.
The Quran question says, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. What is the meaning of al-ijl?
Al-ijl is the calf.
The calf, correct, correct. Next one. What is the meaning of the word ظالمون?
Wrongdoers.
Wrongdoers or?
Transgressors.
Yes, transgressors or oppressors. Okay. Right. What is the meaning of the word appointment?
Appointer.
I want to take an appointment. Appointment is? Taken from the verb وَإِذْ
I got it on my tongue, Sheikh.
Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds to answer this question.
Mi'ad,
correct, mi'ad or maw'id? Maw'id means an appointment, okay? I'll consider it correct. So, we ask you 3 questions, still one more. What is the plural of Layla?
Laylatan
is a jewel. It means 2 nights, but I'm asking for the plural now. Layla.
Layalan.
Correct. Correct. MashaAllah. Wonderful. Layali. Layali. That's correct. Okay. Very good. You've got 2 points for this question. And let's move on now to the dialogues, general dialogues question. You want to tell someone, don't worry. How do you say it in Arabic? Don't worry.
Don't worry. La tamzah.
La tamzah. La tamzah means don't joke.
Don't joke.
Take it easy. Don't worry. We say it a lot in English, so we also say it in Arabic. Don't start with a ta and a qaf. That's all I can help you with.
Sorry, Sheikh.
Start with a ta and a qaf. La taqlaq. Yes, la taqlaq. That's correct. Okay. The next word for you, you want to say to someone, don't forget.
لا تنسى لا تنسى
لا تنسى لا تنسى. That's correct.
Okay.
You've got 2 points here.
Okay.
Let's move on to the last question.
Okay.
Now the last question is a grammar question. I want you to give me the superlative of hamra.
Hamra.
The superlative, huh? فعل التفضيل. Superlative.
أحمر.
أحمر. Correct. صفراء.
صفراء.
Same like أصفر. Yes, okay. That's correct.
Okay.
فعل التفضيل أصفر and أحمر. Correct.
Okay.
5 points for you, student number
175.
So all together for you, let me just count here. I was very weak in maths. Let's see. Now you got 145 points. Right? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
وعليكم السلام.
من أنت؟
216.
216. كم درجة لديك؟
96.
That's correct. 96 درجة. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم وفيه نسألك: وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. What is the meaning of the word بلاء? وفي ذلكم بلاء. What is the meaning of بلاء?
Transgression?
No, transgression is ظلم. But بلاء is different. الله يبتلي المؤمنين. بلاء.
What did you say? What?
وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. What is the meaning of the word بلاء in English? It's a very simple word, by the way.
Yeah.
Bala. Let me just give you a clue. Yeah. Bala is like imtihan, right? Imtihan.
Yeah, test.
Test. Yes, it's a test or a trial. So, wa fi dhalikum bala. In this, there is a test or there is a trial for you. Okay.
Okay. Now.
I'll consider it correct from you. What is the meaning of Rabbukum? ربكم.
Your Lord.
Your Lord. ربنا.
Our Lord.
ربه.
His Lord.
ربها.
Her Lord.
Correct. 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 Now, وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. Right? فأنجيناكم. What is the meaning of فأنجيناكم?
When
فأنجيناكم. Are you there?
No, I'm here.
So what is the meaning of فأنجيناكم?
And when we?
Yes.
Saved you.
Saved you. We saved you. فأنجيناكم. Then we saved you. Correct.
By splitting the sea.
Yes, that's correct. And right. You got your 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question. In the next question, we are asking a grammar question here. We have sifa, right? This sifa is in English. Sorry, it's in a feminine form, and I want you to give it to me in a masculine form, okay?
Okay.
The sifa is husna. What is the masculine of husna?
Hasan.
Hasan, correct. Correct. You got 1 point for this question also.
Yeah.
Right. So, I didn't ask you yet the general dialogues question, or did I ask you?
No, you didn't ask.
I didn't, okay. Let me now ask you the general dialogue question. What is the meaning of the word bisaraha? Bisaraha.
What With pleasure.
No, with pleasure, بسرور, بكل سرور. With pleasure, بكل سرور. But I'm asking you, بصراحة. سأكون صريحا معك. صريح, بصراحة. We started this in the previous program, just in the previous program. بصراحة. I can help you.
Can you give me a clue?
A clue? How am I going to give a clue here? بصراحة is you speak to someone and you tell him everything clearly without hiding anything. So there is a word for it in English. Let me tell you that. Frankly, I will tell you what's happening. بصراحة is frankly.
Frankly.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't write.
You didn't write it. Write it down. Ba sad.
Yeah.
Ra alif.
Chi.
Ha and round ta.
Naam.
How about never mind? Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. In Arabic, how do you say never mind? Never mind. We used a lot in English, so that means we're going to use it a lot in Arabic as well. I think you didn't study this lesson with us.
I did study, but I just can't get the words right in my head today.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. Never mind is لا عليك.
لا عليك.
لا عليك.
No.
Never mind. لا عليك means never mind. So I say to you now, لا عليك. Never mind.
Never
you
mind.
Didn't study it well, but never mind. لا عليك.
لا.
Write it down. لام ألف.
I got it.
You got it.
No.
And now you remember. لا عليك means never mind. Okay. You missed this point.
Okay.
So 4 points you got today, and you are student number
216.
Now we give you 4 points, so it's 100. All your degrees is 100. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
The homework one, I also got the answers just the same as the first one.
You got the answers for
egg, steal the chicken.
Yeah, but now one sister answered it already, so it won't be proper that you give it again. But anyway, the homework will be just like a competition. Who answers it first, he takes the point. He or she takes the point, okay?
Okay.
Right, so I'll give him homework also today.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. All right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
من أنت؟
أم واحد.
واحد. طالبة رقم واحد. كم درجة لديك؟
133.
133. حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم، وفيه نسألك: يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. What is the meaning of this word وأني فضلتكم على العالمين؟
To prefer.
To prefer. يفضل means to prefer.
Yes.
That's correct. And عالمين means
the world.
The worlds. Correct. What is the meaning of نعمتي؟
Blessing.
My blessing. Right. End with a ya. Then it's my blessing. Right. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة. What is the meaning of شفاعة?
Intercession.
Intercession. Correct. Correct. 2 points for this Quran question for you. Let's move on to the general dialogues statements. What is the meaning of معاذ الله? معاذ الله. It's mentioned in the Quran as well.
May Allah protect us.
Yes, may Allah protect, may Allah forbid. Correct. Let's take the next one. أنت تمزح.
kidding.
You're just kidding. Anta, anta, you, okay? Don't forget it. Anta tamzah, you're just kidding.
Okay.
Right? Ana amzah, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, the last one. Good luck. Good luck.
Hafan sa'idan.
Hafan sa'idan, correct. One more point. Sorry, it's 2 points here for you for this question. Now, altogether it's 4 points. And the last question for you is the grammars. Let's see here. The grammars question. I want you to arrange this and make a sentence. Arrange, make a sentence, okay?
Oh, goodness, okay.
Dhahaba al-madrasa al-ustadh ila. Dhahaba al-madrasa al-ustadh ila.
I go to madrasa.
Dhahaba al-ustadh al-madrasa ila. I don't want you to give me the meaning. I want you to give me the sentence in Arabic, a correct sentence in Arabic. These words are not arranged. I want you to arrange it for me and make a sentence. Dhahaba, it's 4 words only. Dhahaba al-ustadh al-madrasa ila.
Dhahaba.
Correct, starting. Dhahaba.
Ila madrasa al-ustadh.
Yes.
Zahaba ila al-madrasa al-ustad al-madrasa.
Say it again.
Zahaba ila al-ustad al-madrasa.
No. Try it again. I'll give you another one more chance. You are very near, but you need to put who Zahaba. Who? Zahaba, who? Zahaba. The next word, if you put it correct, you're going to get the whole sentence.
Zahaba al-ustadh ila al-madrasa.
Yes, that's it. Zahaba al-ustadh ila al-madrasa. What is the translation?
I go to...
Zahaba al-ustadh. Al-ustadh, what does it mean?
The ustadh goes to madrasa.
Yes, that's it. Al-ustadh goes to madrasa.
Okay, I'm not good at this kind.
You did it. You did it. Alhamdulillah. You got one more point here added to you.
Okay.
So, altogether is 5 points for student number one. And now your points are 138.
Jazakallah.
Right? Jazakallah khayran. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. You have callers, Osama? No more calls, and we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al Arabiyatul Jami'. Sorry, I said we're going to give a homework, but we're going to give the homework in the lesson. So in the coming program, inshallah, in the lesson, we'll give a homework for, and we'll make it a bit longer so all the students can take part in that, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al Arabiyatul Jami'. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. From my engineer, brother Osama Radwan. From me, Sami Hjad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.